Steve, happy Monday. It's been a while since we've done one of these, man.
Yeah, I know, man. Time's flying by. We've been busy though. It's like my felt like my first weekend home for all of 2019, and we're almost to March here. So lots of shows and traveling, and it's fun, but it's also like I'm kind of a homebody. I like to be home with my wife and kids. I know you're the same, so it's dang nice to be home and just kind of relaxing and taking care of projects around the house.
It's funny, like the boring routine of everyday life, when you're not in it, you actually really, really miss
Yeah, 1,000%.
it. Yeah, cool. Just since you mentioned, I mean, shoot, we're almost into March. Just wanted to throw out there that February, for the podcast, we're doing the Black Gold giveaway. So most of you guys have probably heard about that by now. Hopefully you've entered by now. You can go back to previous Monday Minute in the podcast list here and hear a discussion we had with Dustin from Black Gold about their new pro site for 2019. And just want to remind you guys, you can win one of those. So just head over to exomountgear.com/podcast. You'll see the giveaway link there, and you can enter your info, and we'll be drawing that soon and letting you guys know who's the lucky winner for February. And then more good stuff coming in March and every other month in 2019. Steve, we kind of chatted one night. I don't know, several things brought this up, but while we were at the shows, you know, it's always cool to see like the giant mounts, right? Like whether that's something exotic or the latest, you know, giant buck that's a big deal, or a really big bull. And I don't know. So, in context, a few things kind of happened, and we were kind of chatting at the show. It's like, as cool as all that stuff is, and we're not anti somebody killing something giant, good for them. But at the same time, like, that's, I don't know, for both of us, I think it's not what gets us the most excited. And part of that came up with, you know, we were sitting around one night in the hotel room with a bunch of good dudes and telling stories, and it kind of came up as like, okay, if you had one hunt left, like if you could just pick any one hunt, what would you pick? And I think for most guys, they immediately go to a species. And probably a place for that hunt. What's your thought process with that answer, Steve?
Yeah, I think you and I were almost identical in our response. My immediate reaction was like, I don't know, right? And then like the second reaction was, where's the coolest place I can go hunt? Like, what is the coolest adventure I can go experience? And whatever that animal is. But to me, it was like, you know, who cares what you're hunting? It's the adventure and the process along the way to get there that really makes a hunt for us. I mean, it's why I really just enjoy backpack hunting, right? It's much more of an adventure in general versus, you know, hunting out of a trailer or something like that, out of a base camp.
Yeah, and in the end, you know, I don't know. Such a big deal is made of score and size and all that. But to me, like, the setting's much more important. The story of how something goes down is much more important. The social circle that you have around you for a hunt, whether maybe that's a solo hunt or you're just with really good dudes, like those things, like the story and the setting and your social circle is much, much more important than the score or the species or anything above. I just don't think it's really important to keep in mind, like especially in this day and age of social media, or you know, seen it at these shows where it's just like all about the latest giant whatever. Man, that's not the most important thing. It doesn't need to be the most important thing.
I just like I look at it and I laugh and I'm just like, who cares, right? Like, I just it's yeah, go have a great experience, have a great time, and whatever that is, you know, be proud of it and just enjoy your hunt.
So yeah, we're not anti-trophy hunt, right? Like if that's your thing, if you know, you have a ton of hunting experience and you're holding off for like a bigger buck than the buck you shot last time, that's fantastic for sure. But that's, again, that goes back to the story, right? Like that's you and that's your pursuit. And if you're at a different place, man, do your thing your way and don't worry about what the quote unquote results are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. What is on your mind this time of year, Steve? I know it's a transition year for a lot of guys. They're looking into maybe some spring hunts or getting into shed hunting or just waiting for September. And I know this is different for you because you got a baby on the way, right? But like, let's say it's the guy who is waiting for September. This time of year, what are some of your thoughts for that guy on what he should be doing, or maybe the best ways to kind of get ready and make the best use of this time of year?
You know, I guess traditionally for me, spring kicks in, and so it's time to like get back to fitness. I'm one of those guys that always puts on 10 pounds in the winter and then loses it in the spring and early summer. Too much drinking beer during the winter, I guess. But so when the longer days come, the warmer weather, I start getting out on the bike more. And so start prepping your body for that. Know, like, you know, do you have some fitness goals to get to? Start working on them. You know, definitely don't let that become, you know, July 15th and you're still not where you want to be. Get started now. And other than that, you know, I think it's just time to go through your gear list. So I'll just kind of look at my list from the last year. And part of this is, well, at this point, probably most of it's just for fun, right? Like everything I've got works great for me, but I'm like seeing what's new on the market, seeing what items I want to replace or change or do nothing with. So researching that, you know, companies are coming out with their new products, so you get to see new things popping up. And I'd be focused on those two things. And then also, I guess, what are you hunting with, a bow, a rifle, or both? And now's the time to get that stuff. You know, we just got my new Hoyt, just showed up last week, and I'll slowly start setting that sucker up and get it ready for spring bear. And my goal with my bow is by spring bear, so, you know, April 15th, to be done. Like, I don't want, basically what I'm shooting that for April 15th is what I'm hunting with, right? Like, I want to get super familiar with everything. I don't change setups. I don't change arrows. I just want to have it dialed in and ready to go come fall. Part of that's also just the nature of working in the business or in the outdoor industry. Things are really, really busy June, July, and August. So if I don't take care of that stuff early on, I don't have the time. But I don't think it's ever a bad idea to have your weapon dialed in. And, you know, again, just like fitness, that's the last thing you want to be messing with, you know, 2 weeks prior to a hunt.
Cool.
Yeah, I guess those three things: your weapon, making sure you're fit, and that doesn't, you know, that's all relative to you, right? You don't got to be out there like running marathons, but if right now it's hard for you to go out and hike 2 miles in the hills, make that your goal for that to be easy, you know. And then look at your gear list and see if there's anything to update. And now's the time again. Just get this stuff bought, get it out of the way, get familiar with it. That way, when your hunt comes, you don't have, you know, anything new that you're trying to deal with outside of just enjoying the hunt.
Yeah, I think it's important too. It's easy to fall into making some last minute gear decisions, or as you mentioned, like especially the bow setup, doing some of that last minute. But the other thing about ironing out the gear list now is that you actually can get in some trips with it. So you know, you don't want to be like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to buy this, you know, late July and hope it works, but you want to try and get all that stuff secured now and then, you know, take some spring trips, whether that's a spring hunt or a summer scouting trip, or if you can't do any of those, like literally just go backpacking to go backpacking and test some of that stuff out. So ironing that stuff out now is really, really can be helpful. I'll throw it out there for guys who haven't seen it. If you go to exomountaingear.com and then just type /in-my-pack, we do have a bunch of gear lists and videos. Some of ours personally, as well as some, you know, some guys, that we've reached out to kind of see what they do. And so that's a really good place, not to only see a gear list, but to kind of compare and see what people do differently as well. So that might be a good resource to check out if you guys are looking for some gear list ideas or inspiration, or just kind of want to compare notes on what you have versus what somebody else is doing and pick up some tips there for sure. I would say, just to let you guys know too what's coming, we did that recent podcast on the budget gear list, and very, very soon we're going to have a budget clothing discussion as well. Steve, I'm excited about this one. And like it intimidated at the same time.
Well, yeah, I remember, I don't know if I was texting or emailing you back, but it's like, man, I think my clothes, I really haven't changed a whole lot. And I guess I'm not too, I haven't been too paying attention too much to, I would say, the lower inside. So it'll be interesting to kind of dig into this and find some stuff. I've already got some good ideas on where to start for sure. And things I use that aren't expensive at all. So Yeah, it's going to be a fun project.
Yeah, I think it's going to bring about some interesting discussion points on camouflage and things of the like, on what pieces are worth investing in and where you can get away cheap. And then I think I've faced some interesting decisions as I've tried to stick to the budget. Let's put it that way. So I'm really looking forward to this one.
Yeah, so at some point, like, you can only go so cheap with rain gear or something like that, you know? So it'll be,
Yeah.
where do you spend your money? Where do you save your money? And yeah, it's like it all starts with the base layer, but because that's what's on you all the time, it needs to perform well. But at the same time, you need those outer layers to do their job as well. So
Yeah.
it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, cool. So guys, hit subscribe. Make sure you get that one coming. It'll be coming here in just, probably a couple weeks or so. And we have lots more cool stuff planned. So thanks as always for tuning in. If you got any questions, anything like that, just send us an email to podcast@exomountaingear.com.